So, let me get this right. You don't think Stevie Wonder is blind?
All I'm saying is, I tried playing piano blindfolded and damn near played every wrong note.
That's not exactly the same.
I can smell a fraud a mile away. Just like I can smell the goodness of our supply.
Why does the flea market have to be this far?
It's a small town, but these guys got big appetites.
Nails, what are you doing?
We're gonna make a slight crossover on this highway.
Crossover? Isn't that just a waste of time compared to going the normal way?
Hey, everyone loves a crossover. I mean, who knows? Could allow us to see new shit we ain't seen before.
Nails, we are lost.
Nah, we ain't lost. It's obvious this town just has a thing for the green. I mean, shit, look how many trees are.
It's because we're in the woods. Do you know how many creatures are in the woods?
You know how many creatures...
Candid G, you worry too much. I could be as straight as society wants me to be, but I'm Nails. So I say, fuck 'em.
Nails? Sometimes your defiance could end up being foolish.
Oh, so now I'm foolish, huh? Hey, I use fools to clean my gums, bruh.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh my gosh! Nails! Something's got me!
The fuck? Oh, we got a fighter, huh? Holy shit, you's a big bitch. Ugh, and no regard for personal hygiene. Oh, I see you angry. Maybe this'll help.
Is it gone?
No, but it's gonna be. You know, there's something I wanted to tell you from the moment I saw you.
Yes, Nails?
God damn!
Well, I do enjoy my yoga.
No, this big bitch is on our windshield.
Nails, out!
These are new seats. Reject, Chewbacca.
No, we're gonna crash!
Oh, you gonna pay for that shit. In the form of these stone-cold bullets.
Bring it, Naya.
What did you say?
I said bring it, Naya.
It can't be.
This will finally shut you up. Nails! No! Please wake up!
Oh, you will be coming with me, darling.
No! No! Let me go! No! Nails! Help me! Nails!
I'm sorry, Queen. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. We've got to get you out of this vehicle. No time for me to change. I'll have to pull you out myself. As gently as I can.
The hell's wrong with you, tiny Susan B. Anthony? This ain't Grand Theft Auto.
Are you too hurt to move? Otherwise, I suggest we get as far away from your burning automobile as possible.
Aye, I get you. It's like an action movie trailer. With slow motion and shit. But don't worry. I'll just rinse this baby down and I'll be back in... Oh, shit. First my friend, then my Jeep. I'm starting to regret taking this crossover.
If you don't mind me asking... How did you come to crash here? Did you happen to see anything out of the ordinary?
Huh. Out of the ordinary. If you mean, did Mrs. Bigfoot wreck my Jeep and steal my ride or die? Then yeah, I saw some strange shit.
That's exactly what I was afraid of. You should come with me. I can keep you safe until the effects of the serum wear off.
Hey, I don't mean to insult you, little Louisa May Alcott, but this big bitch is way the fuck out your league. We gonna need some heavy ordnance, you get me? Maybe find Shaq's long-lost sister. Well, shit, just put a wig on Shaq. Let him have a go at it.
I have what we need back in my laboratory. Right this way.
And lead on, female Dexter. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have any knockout darts to shrink Beast Girl down to a little whiny-ass bitch, do you?
Not yet. I'll have to work on that.
Just like you doctors taking your sweet time. If you don't mind, I need to find this bitch so I can save my friend.
Do you mean to say that Deborah... I mean, the monstrous woman... took a friend of yours?
Yo, that's what I've been saying. We gotta rescue Gail. And soon. Because she does this thing where she pukes when she gets nervous. I learned that the hard way one time.
Come right this way, then. I have something that will give us an edge in tracking down your friend and stopping the woman who took her.
Damn! You all Breaking Bad and shit. I did not smell this on you, and I can usually spot a meth cook a mile away. You shouldn't go bald, though. That ain't a good look for you.
It's nothing like that. But it is highly addictive. Since we've got to stop Deborah and rescue your friend, I'll take a dose and that should level the playing field.
Okay, but how's you getting lit gonna help me save my friend?
This is the same serum that created the monster woman. And I've got to fight fire with fire.
The fuck? You gonna turn into a discount Chewbacca too? What is this, Life Day?
It affects me a little differently. You see, my name is Dr. Angela Jekyll. But whenever I drink this, I become Lola Hyde.
Ah, I get it. One drink, you can't remember your own name. You sure girls all the same. This one chick I was with? Shit. Only took two drinks to make her think she was Velma Dinkley snooping for clues. And I was a haunted house. I'll never forget her unmasking my old Miss Withers.
I apologize in advance. If Lola Hyde misbehaves, just remind her that we must stop Deborah Lavish.
Wait, I know that name. Deb Lavish. I might have been in lockup with her a while ago. Oh, nah, couldn't be. Alice's real name?
Sorry to disrobe in front of you. It's just... Lola Hyde is a bit bigger than... bigger than me.
Damn. I heard of late bloomers, but your body cakes are coming in banging. Well worth the wait. Hey, need any help with those? Yo, who would have thought constipation was to be sexy AF? Hey, Miss Thing, you must be the... Hands off the goods, whoever you are. I'd like to know who I'm fucking. And it's always me fucking them. You got that?
I got you. You ain't no bottom bitch. Hulked out Gal Gadot.
But can I just say, you got yourself one prime piece of real estate. Are you getting yourself off?
Why not?
I'm the best partner I've ever had. Well, there was someone else once. Maybe I'll find him again someday.
Speaking of finding somebody, we gotta go find Gail. I'm starting to think the reason she was abducted was because, me and Giganta had a big thing back when Deb Lavish was a smaller, slightly less kicking version of you, and went by the name Alice. You know where they might be hiding?
Monster Deb? Oh, she's close. I can smell her. I also smell strawberries.
Oh, that's gay. She's always wearing that perfume I like. Yeah, she chose.
Why are you hiding out there, rotten egg? The door's open. I know what you want. The serum's in here and waiting for you.
Oh, Nils! There you are. This thing keeps asking about you. How does it know your real name?
Because, Woody, that's my ex. My queen, formerly sweet Alice. And she has really let herself go since we broke up. Can't say I blame her, though. Gotta be hard to move on after you had the Nails experience.
Well, if it isn't my two favorite women in the world. The ex-con that broke my heart. And the nutty professor who tried to copy me, then kill me.
Damn. I was totally gonna do a Nutty Professor reference, too. I should have called a Buddy Love straight out of the gate.
Okay, Deborah Alice Lavish. What say we settle this here and now, the three of us? You like threesomes, don't you?
When she was changing, I could have called her the Nutty Professor then. Or Professor Clump. Oh, just get over it, Nails. The moment is past.
And what better way for me to rid myself of you two than by bashing you with Naya's new main squeeze?
There's a funny-ass movie, though. Especially the sequel. Who gives a fuck what Rotten Tomatoes think? They're just a group of nerds need to get their dicks sucked.
Nils! Help me!
Don't puke, Gail. We got you. Put it down, Alice. This is between me and you. Gail's innocent. Probably too innocent for her own good.
It's true. I should have a mascot at Disney World.
Hey, you just made your first reference.
No wonder you do those a lot. It's fun.
Be careful, Deb. You're ruining all our serum. I could give a rat's ass. All I want is to destroy you. And I'll stay this way until I do. No more serum. No more him. No more you.
I got you, Gail. I got you. Now let's get the fuck out of here.
But why are they fighting, Nils? I just don't understand.
Sweetheart, they are one big soap opera we do not want to be a part of. Until the next crossover, that is.
He wasn't my fault, Debbie. You've got to believe me. It was all your fault, Hyde. I have nothing left except my hatred of you. Then give it to me, baby. Give it all to me.
Ain't that the fall of the House of Usher, G? If it was anyone else under all that, I know they'd be dead as hell. But those two were total monster movie sequel bait. They always survive for another trip to the box office.
It'll be nice to get back to our lives, Nils. These crossovers are pretty rough.
Yeah, but I'm proud of you, Gail. You didn't puke. That's progress.
Well, I did puke a little. Into the monster woman's hair.
Ah, that's my girl.